It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I am Shaylee Peters. This week, our guest is Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska. And Senator, a very busy week in Washington for you in regards to agriculture. On Tuesday, it was announced that the Trump administration would be releasing an aid package, which will be available through three separate programs. And talk to us about the release of this. We had heard rumblings about it, but now we're at the point where they actually have come out and released it. So give us an update on what this is and kind of some of the reaction behind it.
Well, I think the biggest update is that the administration proposed this $12 billion bailout package for farmers that would begin in the fall because of the trade war. And I think we need to have that conversation against the backdrop of how we got to where we are, which is that this is a self-inflicted wound. We don't need to be in a trade war, and we shouldn't be. We should distinguish between a few different countries, though, because China actually is doing a bunch of bad things on the global stage, and the administration's right that we need to push back on China. The challenge, or the two challenges, are first that they're not distinguishing much between China and every other country. China is not Mexico. China is not Canada. China is not Europe. And when you look at all of our friendly relationships, we should be modernizing our trade deals, but we don't have some fundamental problem with them. NAFTA is good. NAFTA is good for Nebraska. NAFTA is good for the U.S. NAFTA is good for producers. NAFTA is good for consumers. NAFTA has led to net job creation in the U.S. So Mexico and Canada are not the same as China, first distinction. Second distinction, the big problem with China is actually their intellectual property theft, not primarily that we have a bilateral trade product deficit with them. So I think that's one of the challenges here, is that there are problems, chiefly Chinese stealing, but the tariff is a really blunt instrument that has never worked very well. What tariffs always do is lead to retaliation, which creates more tariffs, which creates more rhetoric, which creates more tariffs. None of this stuff creates more trade. And what Nebraska farmers and ranchers know is that we want more trade. When there's more trade, we win. We feed the world. And so right now, this bailout is kind of a predictable response to the fact that we were ramping up a trade war without really having thought through the consequences. And we need to do better than this. We need to be opening markets, not fighting with people that are in countries and the places where we already had open markets.
So now that this has officially been released and the details are out there, what does that look like for producers moving forward, especially producers that maybe didn't necessarily want this step taken in the first place, but were maybe looking for some other answers in regards to our current trade situation?
Right. So first of all, maybe it's worth saying something about the number, $12 billion. And again, Nebraska farmers and ranchers just don't want bailouts. They want markets and they want trade. But the $12 billion number is not nearly enough to deal with the consequences of where we are in the trade war. Soybeans alone have seen a market loss of around $9 billion just in the last handful of months. So, start talking wheat, and we start talking corn, and when you start moving through other commodity categories, there are a whole bunch of people who are going to say, well, I don't like bailouts, but if there's going to be a bailout, I want to be made whole. Which bureaucrats are going to decide who gets what money? This is just a swampy recipe for disaster. This doesn't lead to a healthier economy. There's the old Homer Simpson line where he says, Marge, sorry doesn't get your thumb sewn back on a hand once you've already cut it off. What Nebraska farmers and ranchers want is long-term stability. The unpredictability in their export markets. We literally live on the most productive land in human history. What a great thing that Nebraska, in our time and place, produces more food than anybody has ever imagined. Hard work and gritty farmers and ranchers being able to bring forth from the land. But what that means is we can't consume all of it. So we need export markets as a place to sell all of our bounty. And so what we need the administration to be doing is leading a coalition of willing partners in the Pacific. We need to grow markets. We need to be a counterweight to China. The way you do that is you look at the dozen or dozen plus countries in Asia that believe in human dignity, that believe in contracts, that believe in the rule of law, that believe in open communication, that believe in open seaways, that believe, frankly, in more trade. And if we were leading those countries, we would simultaneously be growing our markets, export markets, and we'd be able to push back on China. Bilateral tariffs yield more bilateral tariffs. And that's the problem we're wrestling with right now.
Any other input from you, Senator Sass, as producers move forward from this and we continue to look for solutions?
I think the last thing to say is a lot of these problems began before the current administration took office. But this administration has decided to ramp up tariffs as a lever in their trade war. And so I'm supporting to limit the executive branch's unilateral authorities to be imposing tariffs on their own. Tariffs have never worked. Tariffs are always a part of escalating trade wars, and trade wars are usually lost by both sides. Trade wars aren't won. So we need to make sure the administration understands, and we need to make sure that the American people understand what Nebraska farmers and ranchers already know, which is that trade is good. Trade is not a zero-sum game. When we get more trade, America wins. American families consuming at the store and at the grocery store win, and American producers, and especially Nebraska producers, win. So we need more trade.
It's Senator Ben Sass, our guest for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.